Number 11. Seat in Remembrance Gardens. It's lovely here, isn't it? And so different to where I live, really. Although, of course it's not, because this is part of it. And it's funny how all these different worlds can all be so close to each other. Disused railway lines, old pit tips, modern energy villages, and this old river. All talking to each other somehow. All weaving in and out of each other's business. That's how Mansfield got its name, from this river, the Mourne. And it changes its name as it flows on from where it starts in Kirkby. They call it Whitewater in Walesby before it moves in and out of the River Meaden and then becomes the River Idle at Markham Moor. On it flows, going on to join the River Trent and flowing out of the North Sea near Hull. Which still doesn't seem to make sense to me. A river flowing north? My friends think I'm strange, knowing all these things that I know about steam trains and rivers and pigs. But it's mad not to. All these things around you. These old walls, these trees, the birds that swoop in and out of them, the people that might be drinking in the garden by the river over there. All linked together, all thrown together, all swirling around to make the place you live in. And how can you know yourself if you don't know the place you live in? Because we all have to live somewhere, in a place, with real stuff and real people. And if that's the case, then surely the more you can understand about the place, the more you can get to know about yourself. I know that seems mad, but I think there's something in it. Though, I've not really worked out what it is yet. But it's always shuffling and swirling around you, the place where you live. Always making new patterns like this river does. And you never know what's going to flow down a river. That's the thing. If you throw a load of sticks upstream, you're never sure which ones will float the furthest. Which ones get stuck or snagged. Or which will just disappear before magically reappearing again when you're least expecting it. And it's the same with places, isn't it? With all their stories and memories and histories. Who knows which ones will last and which ones will fade and which ones will suddenly resurface when no one is expecting it. Because that's the thing. That's what I realise when I sit here. That nothing's ever really lost. Nothing ever really vanishes. And it's just waiting for its moment to come to the surface and move off again into the future. And so, there are times when things come together, and there are times when things move apart. But everything is moving. That's the thing. Being pushed on by what came before it. Coal is just centuries of old trees crushed together. And places are just centuries of lives and stories and ideas and work that have been mushed together as well. And just like those people at the hot pole who were stood behind the windows when I started talking to you near the bus stop. And just like the people who might be getting on and off the bus now, if it's there. We're all just visitors, really. We're all just passing through. But at the same time, we can't help but shape it in some small way, the places where we live. Just being here, in this place, in this time, amongst these buildings, and people, and nature, and memories, means that we're adding to it all. And I like thinking that. Anyway, it's time for me to go. And you too, probably. Sorry for keeping you so long. I went on a lot longer than I thought I would. It was lovely spending some time with you. Take care.
Sophie's story was written by Andy Barrett and read by Julia Bird, with Andy Barrett, Stuart Bull, Margaret Knowles, Hannah Lucy Stone and Emma Rayner. The sound design was by Adam P. McCready. Thanks to all those whose voices you heard, to everyone who shared their stories and knowledge, to Andy Oxnard, Alistair Littlewood, and the many people who helped with the research for this walk. Sophie's story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of 6 audio walks for Bestwood, Calverton, Clipston, Edwinstow, Newstead and Ollerton. The project has been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major and has been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund.